This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Donald Trump will be returning to the White House. The former president surpassed 270 electoral votes when he won Wisconsin early this morning. Trump defeated Vice President Kamala Harris by more than 30,000 votes. It was part of a big night for Trump and Republicans who saw gains around the country. In Wisconsin's race for U.S. Senate, Tammy Baldwin leads Republican challenger Eric Hovde, but the race is still officially too close to call as we follow this race in the morning hours. And in the state legislature, Democrats saw some progress in the first election held with new district maps. Republicans will hold smaller majorities in both the state assembly and Senate. Here to get us up to speed on results is Sean Johnson. He's WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief, been up most of the night, probably all of the night for election coverage. Sean, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
So as we start top of the ticket, Trump heading back to the White House, what sticks out to you in the results in Wisconsin? What got Trump over the top?
I think what sticks out to me sort of like in, you know, the few hours we've had to digest the results is that the Trump rural coalition or small county coalition is very formidable. And it's hard for us to measure, you know, when we're looking at a county by county, how he's going to do, you know, which county do you zero in on when you're looking at rural counties? Because individually they look small. And why would you spend your time studying those when you could be looking at Dane, Milwaukee, Waukesha, Brown, the big ones? Those are a little bit easier to process. But as a whole, if you just click through the map and look at those smaller counties, he overperformed his 2020 numbers in county after county, basically. And they were already, you know, high for a Republican. So that we knew going into this election that that was the bedrock of his support, and it was even stronger this time than it was before.
Dane and Milwaukee County, those are the two counties that were supposed to meet this wave of red in the rural parts of the state. What happened?
Kamala Harris did pretty well there. Mm-hmm. You know, she did end up looking at Dane County, for example. She got 75.1% of the vote. That's pretty close to what Joe Biden got in 2020. It is, as a margin, not as high as Tony Evers got, but you know, presidential election turnout is different from midterm turnout. Dane County has been one of those counties, though, where it's just felt like for Democrats, this tree that grows to the sky, you know, the turnout just has grown and the margin has grown election after election after election. And one thing you did see this time is that in terms of raw vote totals, Donald Trump's numbers went up there. Like they did campaign for and get a few thousand more people to vote for them in Dane County, you know, deep blue Dane County, than they have before. It's a big county, and while we think of it appropriately as very Democratic, there are thousands of Republican votes here. In fact, 85,000 for Donald Trump yesterday.
And Sean, you keep Waukesha County in particular under the microscope for Republicans winning the WOW counties. Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington in the Milwaukee suburbs was key. What happened there?
It's the third largest county, mm-hmm. and I think it's, you know, one of the most interesting trends that we've experienced as a state is just the transformation of the suburbs. Scott Walker used to get 70%+ in Waukesha County when he was winning races for governor, and it was very hard for Democrats to overcome that. Obviously, Scott Walker won in 2010, won in 2012, won in 2014. He had that winning formula, and it kind of slipped away from him in the era of Trump. And, you know, I think Democrats view the suburbs as a long-term good prospect for them, that they can take these very populous growing areas and keep making inroads, and pretty soon that's going to be their base, and look out, Republicans. And so their magic number in Waukesha was, man, if we could just hit 40%, we got this locked down. Kamala Harris hit 39.5%. Donald Trump was, because of the 30 party candidates, he was under 60%. You would look at that and you would say, good night for Democrats. But there are all these other counties taken as a whole where Trump did better, and it was able to offset his continued slip in that big suburb of Waukesha.
Talking with Sean Johnson, WPR Capital Bureau Chief, looking at how Wisconsin voted last night for president, for Congress, state legislature. Sean, let us move on to the U.S. Senate. Tammy Baldwin has often run ahead of other Democrats on the ballot. That was the case in this election, but to much lesser degree than in the past. What can you tell us about this race against Eric Hovde?
It was, in terms of voting patterns, very similar to the presidency or any other, I guess, partisan statewide office. Tammy Baldwin kind of transcended that in 2018 when she had a near 11-point victory in her Senate race. And in 2012, she had a 5.5-point victory over Tommy Thompson, a political giant. And so I think Tammy Baldwin's political prowess was revered nationally because of those numbers and because of her ability to go out and win some of these counties that Donald Trump wins. That she called them Tammy Trump voters. She kind of had, it seemed like the secret sauce, she called it. You know, you just go out and you talk to these people, you work for their votes, you earn them. And it was just it was a very partisan election. Last night, her voting trends followed the presidential trends. I think what happened to have her, you know, the race has not been called by Associated Press yet, but really it's kind of more her opponent that made the difference in this race than it was her, because her numbers are very similar to Kamala Harris's. Eric Hovde's were much lower, or low enough that, you know, he pulled well below Donald Trump.
Let's turn our attention to the state capitol. First election for the legislature with new district lines. What did you see there?
Right now, just looking at the assembly map in terms of which races have been called by the Associated Press, Republicans went into the night with a 64-seat majority in the assembly. They currently have a 53-seat edge right there right now. Democrats have won 52. There are four races that have not yet been called by AP. You know, it's tempting to kind of calm yourself for some of them because they look pretty close to final, but they're tight. So what you're going to have is, we know, tighter margins in the state assembly. In the state Senate, pretty significantly, Democrats won a couple districts, at least the 30th and the 14th. They flipped those districts. They could win the 8th and the 18th by the time all the votes are counted. If that happens, if they win all four, that would be a best case scenario for them. They could never realistically, going into last night, win a majority in the state Senate because only half of the districts are up in you know, every other election.
Yeah.
But this sets them up well, if they pull this off, that sets them up very well for 2026, when they'd have a chance to take control of that chamber. And because the assembly is up every 2 years, they would have a chance to take control of the full legislature.
So at this point, results are unofficial. Can you remind us what happens next in the process?
Yeah, everything has to go through this lengthy process that, for years, we didn't really pay any attention to, because I guess it was under less of a microscope than it is now. But the municipal canvas will have to be completed by November 11th. So all these municipalities will have to basically finalize their results. Then it goes to the counties to do the same. And then the Wisconsin Elections Commission has to certify the results by December 1st. Once all that's done, we have our official election results. Now, in the Senate, it's worth noting, and in any of these close races for the legislature too, if the finish is within one percentage point, the losing candidate can request a recount. So as it stands right now, Eric Hovde is just inside of that 1% margin and could make that request if he wanted to. His campaign would have to pay for it because it's greater than 0.25%, but it would be an option for him. Some candidates do this, as we found out in 2020 when President Donald Trump did it in Dane and Milwaukee counties. A lot of candidates don't do it because most of the time, especially when it's close to 1%, it doesn't change the result.
Sean, so much to watch. Thank you so much for your coverage. Thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Sean Johnson is WPR's Capitol Bureau Chief. He was with us for a look at the election results we're seeing in Wisconsin so far. And yesterday, WPR reporters talked with voters at different polling places across the state. Here is some of what was on their minds.
This is going to be my first time voting.
I have only voted once ever.
This is my second time voting.
I haven't voted in a long time.
And this is the first time I'm voting as a U.S. citizen.
Do you mind sharing how you voted today?
I do not want to.
I voted for Donald Trump. I did not vote for Van Orden this time around.
So I voted for Kamala.
I will be voting for Camilla.
I actually ended up voting Democrat, so that's a good thing, is that I'm not tied to a party. So I did indeed vote Republican for Senate. I'm more so a person that's just whoever the best person I feel is fit for the job.
Those are some voices of voters around Wisconsin on Election Day. There is more to come here on Wisconsin Today. Stay with us.